A green Dodge Polara was parked across the street from the American Legion Hall in Belmead. The car's presence meant that Jimmy Horn couldn't be far away. At 11:15, a black detective in a white hat and blue business suit, Horace Mossman, joined two white detectives, Jerry Ruoco and J.B. Montgomery, inside the Polara. The number of Nashville City detectives assigned to Jimmy Horn had always fluctuated between 2 and 6, but when Horn announced his intention to run for the Senate, the number went up to 8. 8 detectives meant a 3-2-1 breakdown over each 24 hours, 7 days a week. Usually the single detective worked the 11-7 shift. On July 3 through 4, the single detective was Horace Mossman, and he was late.
"Mr. Mossman's right on his schedule," Ruoco flashed his gold-banded Timex at his partner. "Quarter hour late's just about right for Horace."
Mossman, who was in his late 20s and just recently married, smiled broadly. "It's my woman," he grinned. "She cries when I leave the house."
"Excuse me while I go throw up."
Ruoco leaned over toward the young detective. Then he got out of the Polara to stretch. Mossman shrugged, tugged on the brim of his white hat, switched on a strong pin light. He began to read the day's log on Horn.
"Anything here?" he mumbled.
J.B. Montgomery was finishing off the last of 3 homemade meatloaf sandwiches he'd started the night with. Montgomery's nickname among the other detectives was Dagwood.
"He's gone to 3 dinners tonight," Montgomery said. "Ms. Horn at 6. Negroes worrying about what the whites up to at 8. Whites worrying about the Negroes at 9. Same old shit, Horace."
Mossman grinned. He continued through the handwritten log with a red pencil ready to underline anything that struck him as abnormal. He underlined the name Lynch the second time he saw it.
"Who's Lynch?"
5'8" or so, white hair down over his collar, wears movie star sunglasses, some friend of Santa Massimino.
The red pencil stopped a second time.
"And what's this 435? Mossman asked. "Hippie shakes hands with Mr. Horn. That means something?"
"Oh, yeah. Yeah. Add unidentified long-haired man pretending to, jab Mr. Horn in stomach. A little fake punch, you know the kind?"
Mossman had stopped writing.
"Nut, J.B.?"
"Nah. Jimmy just laughed. Seemed to know him from somewhere. He did one of those things off the boy's chin, chip off the old block things. We'll check it with him tomorrow, though."
"I'll make a note," Mossman said.
"You better make the note, Horace. I should have clarified that one better."
The young black detective rewrote the note and underlined it with his red pencil. He gave it to J.B. Montgomery, and the detective initialed the change. The following evening, the initialed note would appear in the Nashville Citizen Reporter. So would the obituary of J.B. Dagwood Montgomery.